faith for overcoming habits and mindsets. Words from Jesus.
When it comes to changing negative mindsets and overcoming bad habits, remember that even when it seems impossible for you, all things are possible for me. When you're at a loss where to start, begin by praying and committing all your cares to me, and don't get discouraged. Remember that I have said that with God nothing is impossible. Through the power of my Spirit, it is possible for you to have a true and lasting change. Changing deeply ingrained habits can be challenging, especially when it comes to your thought patterns or first reactions or emotions that cause you to respond in a certain way. The first step is to recognize the problem and come to me in prayer. Ask for Holy Spirit power to bring every thought into captivity and obedience to me. You may not experience an overnight deliverance from the habit or an instantaneous metanoia, but continue to take a stand of faith, trusting that I will answer your prayers. Determine to stand firm and continue moving forward with perseverance, determination, and tenacity, like the importunate widow in the parable I taught, who would not give up until her request was granted. You might fall and fail at times. It might seem that you are not changing or that the change isn't lasting. You may be tempted to feel that it's hopeless. But at these times, remind yourself that every day you are growing and progressing in reaching your goal. Ask me for patience and faith and the ability to trust that my Spirit is at work in you, both to will and to work my good pleasure and purpose for your life. Continue to seek me in prayer about whatever problem you're facing, and keep coming to me for counsel and guidance, and claim my word for victory. In my love for you, I will continue to lead you down the path of change toward the good gifts I have promised my children. Recognizing the need for change. I made the world and all that is therein, humankind, animals, and the plant life, and the structure of all these things, from the cells to the molecules, and the energy of which they consist, and which they emanate, to flow, to grow, and to move. I set the stars and the planets in their courses, in the way that they should go, and they follow my pattern therein. Human beings tend to be creatures of habit and often naturally resist change, because change usually means tearing down what has been built and building a new structure. To change direction means to reverse course to some degree, and this takes effort and energy, which in the end requires a degree of sacrifice. It takes changing some aspect of yourself and the way you react, parts of your routine and habits, and the way in which you operate that have become comfortable and familiar. It is naturally easier to continue doing things the way you have been doing them, rather than go to the work, trouble, and expenditure of time and energy that it can take to make a concrete change. Change often only comes about as a necessity after you realize that something in your life cannot continue the way it has been. In order for there to be long-lasting change, this realization must outweigh all the reasons for remaining the same. I have given humankind free will, and therefore change starts with the understanding and conviction that change is needed. To make change long-lasting, you must see that your life and your way of thinking or reacting or living will not produce the results that you want. You must be convinced that a change in direction is absolutely necessary before you will make the effort to let go of your old ways and to construct new and better ways. Once you realize that a habit or mindset is leading you in a different direction than where you want to go, this will give you the motivation to change direction. To change means making the choice to get back in the driver's seat of some aspect of your life by choosing to follow my will rather than habitual patterns of behavior. When you make that choice, my spirit will give you the strength and power to overcome and build new habits. Remember that anyone who is in me is a new creation, and old things are passed away, and all things are become new. With you every step of the way. I am the God of the universe, the God of the heavens and the earth. I am also your friend and savior. I have promised to always be with you, and if you seek me, you will find me. As you choose to go my direction and seek my will, my spirit will work in you to transform you, so you can fulfill my good purposes for your life. I am the unseen God, but my light shines in the world through you. I am seen in my creation, but I have made it so that my place of habitation is within you, for you are my temple in whom I have chosen to dwell. I love you, and I made you in my likeness and image. I've created you to be mine. I've prepared a place for you to dwell with me forever. My joy will be your strength, and you will find that joy in drawing near to me, in choosing to walk according to my word and in my spirit, and forsaking your own ways of doing things to embrace mine, for my ways are much higher than your ways. When you are seeking a change in your life, it starts with having the conviction to choose my ways over your own, as otherwise you will naturally gravitate to your own ways, habits, and ingrained mindsets. But when you stand in the knowledge that I am the way, the truth, and the life, you will have the conviction that your happiness lies in becoming what I have created you to be, and partaking of my spirit and allowing me to transform you. Your life on earth is but a vapor, but the life I give you is forever, from generation to generation, throughout eternity. As you walk in this truth, you will actively strive to make the changes in your life that will allow me to dwell in you fully. For I will fill every place in your mind, heart, and spirit that you consecrate to me. I and my Father gladly make our home with all who love me and keep my word.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.